Hi everyone, I'm Lee Stabert, Editor-in-Chief of Keystone Edge, and this is your latest episode of Key Change. In this bi-monthly podcast series, we're chatting with Pennsylvanians, hearing about how their work and their goals evolved during a tumultuous global moment. We're also looking forward into the future, asking them to share hopes for their communities and themselves. In this episode, I spoke with Brandon Brandy Schimpf, the recently re-elected mayor of Kane, PA, a charming town up in the PA wilds, McKean County to be exact. In recent years, this historic hamlet and gateway to the Allegheny National Forest has garnered a lot of attention for its revitalized Main Street and passionate small business community. I spoke with the mayor about what drove her to run for office, the latest developments in Kane, and why the area's natural beauty remains its greatest asset. So if someone had never been to Kane or heard of Kane, how would you describe your community?
Since about 2016, we've seen a ton of revitalization along our Main Street, which is also historic Route 6. We've had just a ton of private investments. We've had outside investments. So I think when you come through now, it looks different and it feels different. And it has that old building feel with the fresh new look and not just the facades, but the actual businesses inside. It's a head turner and it's attracted a lot of people's attention, which has been really great.
So how did you first decide to go into public service?
I was born and raised in Kane, and I have three young children here. And I felt that it was important to get involved because I grew up loving our community. But as any community, you know, it goes through changes and it goes through hard times and good times. And, you know, there was some opportunity there to really push forward with revitalization. Our current mayor was no longer going to run again, and there was just kind of an opportunity that worked well with my work schedule. I just kind of went for it.
So I do want to go back a little bit to 2020. It was interesting. So we ran a story about Kane in 2018, and you know, it was talking all about how successful you have been with revitalization and luring new businesses and building community. And sort of painted this trajectory. There's actually a quote in it where someone says, you know, in 5 years, we're just going to be going gangbusters. Obviously, I don't think any of us could have anticipated that those next 5 years would include a global pandemic. So can you just talk maybe a little bit about being a small town mayor during this time of huge upheaval and maybe what the experience was like in a rural small town that's pretty isolated?
One of the things that we did very, very early on to kind of protect our community and to make sure that we knew exactly what we were doing was we started having weekly pandemic planning team calls. So we involved people from the borough, our local police department, our state police, our fire department, our school district, our senior care facility, and our hospital, so that we were all on the same page. We would meet once a week via Zoom and kind of keep everyone in the loop. Overall, the community did very, very well compared to many other places. Of course, there was extreme hard times, but we had new businesses opening. Still, throughout the pandemic, we had, I think, 5 new businesses that had opened that are still up and running, very successful. We just really rallied around small businesses. We rallied around our school district and worked really hard to do everything that the community could to keep the kids in school, to keep our businesses open. When you get knocked down and you come back stronger, it's really what happened here.
There were, you know, a million trend pieces about people of fleeing denser places and seeking out more space, more natural beauty, more room to breathe, if you will.
We've actually had a lot of what you call boomerangs. That's one of the things that we absolutely strive for and we love to hear. There have been several people, several younger people that have moved back, gained experience elsewhere, and really just had that connection to the smaller hometown and the core values and the outdoors and the ability to get outside and, you know, really breathe. And at a time when everything felt so congested and tight and you were supposed to be locked inside, you could go out here and experience the natural beauty and take a break from the chaos and enjoy it. And you can work here and you know, be connected throughout the world. So it's a really great place to be.
Can you talk a little bit about the success of revitalization in Kane being connected to bigger efforts to kind of make the PA Wilds a place that people know about and visit?
Oh, absolutely. The PA Wilds is just a phenomenal partner. in our region. They work day in and day out, you know, to bring attention to the 12 and a half counties that they represent. They have not had an actual physical office location since their inception, and they have decided to put one in Kane. Not only are they putting in an office, but they're referring to it as the PA Wilds Media Labs. And in the Media Labs, if you belong to the Wilds Co-op, you'll be able to come and use the services that you need to take your small business really to the larger scale to market. You know, they'll have telecommunications, they'll have a conference center, they'll have a photography studio, a recording studio. They have attracted some other partners, some other outside investors who are really making a huge impact in our community right now. Next door to the Media Labs will be the Kane Passive House, which is a project that is headed up by the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund. And when it's all said and done, this incredible project will be the first commercial retrofit passive house in the United States. So through the PA Wilds connections and the relationships that they build and the relationships that they've, you know, created for us, it's just really spreading, honestly, right down Fraley Street.
When you look at the town, and now you anticipate 4 more years of being the head honcho, what are the things that are on your wish list for Kane?
One of the biggest things that we have going on right now is the Knox and Kane Rail Trail. So it'll connect about 74 miles from down by Interstate 80, and you will end up on the Kinzu Bridge, which is pretty incredible. My goal is to see that whole trail completed, and also for Kane to move forward with our plans to build a really nice trailhead and welcome center that'll offer, you know, showers and car charging stations and all of those amenities that would make you want to stop here. We believe that active and attractive communities attract people, so we want to make sure that we have what they need when they stop here. Seeing that project through would be very high on my wish list. And from there, it creates a lot of opportunities. You know, we don't have a bicycle repair shop in town, so there's room for one of those. Overall, I think the main picture is to keep improving, keep working forward, keep working together, and keep up the revitalization pace. It's just been incredible to watch, you know, right before your eyes in the past 5 years as things transform. And then to hear from the outside communities, what's happening in Kane? How's that happening? I drove through Kane the other day and I was so impressed. I can't believe that this is going on. It really goes back to the people and how hard they've been working here for years and years and years and decades, really. And now it's finally bubbling to the surface. And it's so exciting to see them recognized for the work that they've been doing.
I sort of hate things where it's like female mayor, cool, because like, obviously, we should have lots of female mayors, but we don't have a lot of female mayors, and we especially don't have a lot of female mayors with really young children.
I completely appreciate where you're coming from, too, because I do think sometimes, you know, you get stuck with that label of, oh, she's the youngest female mayor, or the youngest and the first female mayor Kane ever has had. And I don't feel that I'm that young, and I don't necessarily feel that my gender has much to do with it either. And actually, my legal name is Brandon, so I throw people off right out of the gate. But I want a place where my children, friends' children, colleagues' children, strangers' children, grandchildren have a place that they can, A, love to grow up in, and B, always have those feelings about their childhood here. And the goal would be to make sure that there's jobs here for them if they don't want to leave, or to make sure there's always a thriving community here when they either want to come back and live here years later or just come back to visit. You know, and I think that is what really, really drove me into this position was I do have 3 young children, 5, 4, and 2. And I have a little bit of extra time, you know, and I was involved in the revitalization and I felt like Kane deserves somebody to be out there cheerleading for them. We're talking about businesses who have been around for 40 plus years, who have, you know, really been on the roller coaster of the ups and downs in the community. And I think it's important that we get out there and talk about, you know, rural isn't dead. It's parts of it are thriving.
Can you just describe for me, for your family, a typical weekend in Kane?
So what we like to do is we definitely want to be outdoors, whether it's on the trail, biking. In the winter, we ski on the trail. Kinzie Bridge is one of our favorite places. Evergreen Park, we take our children there all the time. We really love our local library, and our community center have been just phenomenal for kids. Now, if you would have talked to me pre-kids, what would I be doing? So we have a very fun libations industry here in Kane. We have two wineries. Flickerwood Wine Cellars has been here for quite a long time. We have CJ's Distillery, which has great cocktails. And then we also have Log Yard Brewing, which has been growing leaps and bounds and is actually expanding their business. If you're looking for places to catch a really good dinner, you can go to Table 105, which has really great fine dining, and not just fine dining, but unique meals, which has attracted quite a few people here. Or there's, you know, your Texas Hot that's been around forever and that people drive here just for the hot dogs. So there's really a good mix. There's really something for everyone. We have an awesome disc golf course that attracts a lot of people here that we can't wait to get out on. If outdoor rec is your thing, we absolutely have something for you here, no matter what the season.
What is your vision for Kane 4 years from now after your second term?
4 years from now, I hope we can look back and say, wow, you know, we made it through the pandemic.
Me too.
we're all still friends. You know, I think that would be key, that everybody's still working together and focused on moving forward and has that, you know, that spirit and that collaboration still going on. I would like to see more of our Main Street, more of our buildings renovated, which there's plans for a couple of them right now in the works, which is so great. You know, you drive through and when you can actually see the change, you know, is really encouraging, and it just drives that momentum.
At the end of our call, I mentioned to Shimp that I had never actually been to Kane. Before I knew it, she was offering to lend her family ski equipment and trail bikes and to give me an itinerary of must-dos. Now that's a full-service mayor. I hope you enjoyed our 9th installment of Key Change. If you have any ideas on who or where we should feature in our next podcast, let us know. You can reach us through our website or on our social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We want to hear from you. Thanks. Until next time.